It's Sunday, the 22nd of February, 11 a.m. Long lie in bed. Oh yes. I enjoyed that, I really did. We've been getting up at 7 every morning through the week, which is the norm, but with a sense of urgency because of the workmen that's been coming to do the work at the front of the house. And tomorrow morning they'll be back, and Tuesday I guess they'll be back. So there'll be no long lies this week at all, I don't think, because we have other things as well, like hospital appointments. So I was really glad to have that long lie in bed this morning. Well, I did enjoy it. It's a dreich morning. Dreich. Grey, overcast, cold wind. Been raining lots. Spitting off rain just now. Forecast. Not very nice for the day. Apparently, we have to get quite a bit of snow today all over the country. Well, it's cold, it's not that cold. And unless the temperature suddenly takes a dive, that rain's going to stay as rain. Which I will be entirely happy with. And there is a particular reason for that, apart from the normal. And that is that the new conservatory has its surround walls and glazing in, but only two of the roof glasses in. So if it snows, it's going to snow inside the conservatory. And that's going to be a bugger to get rid of. So I'm feeling good this morning. How long will I help? I've got a few aches and pains now. Mainly during the night. My ear is still acting up, still causing me to wake and turn over. And I have, believe it or not, a bed sore on my left knee, inside my left knee. Because of the way I lie in bed, I lie in the kind of like a fetal position with both legs curled up a bit but in perfect alignment. So I think it's just with age, maybe my skin getting thinner, that the weight of one knee on the other is causing this bruising. It's a sore, actually. It's a sore, it's not a bruise. So I've put some plastic padding, as in a special patch that I got for my heels. I'm trying that out to see if that helps. Just part of the aging process, I guess. Just as your skin gets thinner as you get older, all these things happen. But that's okay. Nothing serious. We had a good day yesterday because we didn't get away my wife's birthday through the week because of the weather. We got away yesterday. It was a beautiful day, and we went over to the Fife Coast. And my goodness, was it gorgeous! The River Forth, looking over the bridges, especially the new bridge, is looking stunning in the sunlight. The big aircraft carrier that's being fitted out in Rosyth, the new bridge ever extending, all the roadworks going on around to direct to the appropriate bridge. And then the beautiful views from Kirkcaldy back across the Forth towards Edinburgh and the East Lothian coastline. Berwick Knoll, which is a big pointy hill in the town of North Berwick. And also the Bass Rock. And the River Forth was beautiful. Burnt Island, we always stop off at Burnt Island, then we're back from Kirkcaldy. Burnt Island was beautiful. High tide, very, very little off the beach was available for use. It's probably the highest tide I've seen in there since I was a young lad. But it was calm, it wasn't a raging tide or anything, it was perfectly calm. It's beautiful. And when we were in Kirkcaldy, I treated my wife to a cappuccino in this fantastic bar restaurant that opened up there 2 years ago. And it's called The Duchess. And it's a beautiful place inside. Whoever decored that was had great taste. And it's based on a song by an unknown, yes, it is an unknown song to virtually everybody. It's called The Duchess, and they have it's an obscure track, and they have a large mirror with that lyrics engraved into the mirror. And posters all over the place of the bureaus, the backs of the bar stools have the fabric pictures of the individual Beatles. It's a beautiful place. And the only person I know that knows of that song, apart from me, is Sarah. It was at Solo Sarah. Sarah knows that one well. I was just a bit of a wee bit of information. No, I was just thinking through the day. My mind's running through all the things we did yesterday, and it was such a beautiful day. It stayed that way all the way till we got home. Ah, goodness, so when you get a day like that, it cheers you up. You get home and you feel like, yeah, we've been away, we've walked in the sunshine. And the sun, I know a song about that. Nothing sunshine. Who's that again? But yeah, the Fife Coast is a lovely place. But just getting away for a day. My wife was in a high when I got back, considering that I bought her an unusual present for Mother's Day, because she told me to buy it. I'll reveal it on Mother's Day. Yeah, it's good to have a good day away. Now we're back to the normal stinky weather. Won't be much done today. Not outside anyway, it's not very pleasant at all. But there's loads to do inside. I'm still trying to maintain this motivation. I almost said motivatedity. Where did that come from? Motivatedity. My God. He has his own dictionary. Yes, I'll try to maintain this motivation through the year. Actually, I'm at a stage, and I think I mentioned this, that I'm at that stage now that things aren't happening quick enough for me. I'm an impatient sod when I'm into something or onto something or whatever. Very impatient. There you go. Just a by the by. Loads of snowdrops out there. Hundreds of shoots from the various bulbs that's buried all over the garden. Right. enough of this dreichness.